Today's Tanya for the eighth day of Av is in Igeres HaKedesh on page 208. Number at the bottom of the page is 400, and it's in the middle of Simen Gimel of the third letter of Igeres HaKedesh. It's a little past the middle of the page by the colon. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the virtue of the mitzvah of tzedakah over other mitzvahs, and he says that mitzvahs generally bring the encompassing light, the transcending light, the er makif, or the saviv, into expression in the yud sviris, in the ten attributes of the worlds. The ten attributes of the worlds are the finite godliness, which is called the internal godliness, the er pnimi, or the memale kol almin. And in order for the hashpa, in order for the life and the flow of energy to be given from above down into this world, it comes through the transcendent light when it expresses itself in the yitzvus. Now we'll continue on. Ach mi hu hagedim liyididas e'er v'hashef aleilam hazahagashmi. But what is it that causes this descent that comes from the higher worlds into the physical world, into our world, miyut sviris anekrayim gufa, from the yut sviris, that is called the body of godliness. And from there, the hashpa is supposed to come down. What causes it to come down? Hu hayichud hanal, it is the joining mentioned before, when we bring together the transcendent godliness, the infinite godliness, with the finite godliness. Which means bringing an increase of godliness, increase of light, to from God Himself. The yes is al a much greater light and a much greater giving than can be obtained from the beginning of the chain of worlds. In other words, from the highest level of the finite godliness. And where is this increase of godliness felt? First, it's in the beginning of the ten attributes, in the highest of the ten attributes. And with this we understand the end of the verse, and a hat of salvation of Yeshua is on his head, because Yeshua hu miloshen vayesha vayel hevel v'amun chosei. Yeshua means to turn, to respond. As it says, that God responded to Hevel and to his gift. So the word Yeshua means to respond or to regard. So Keva Yeshua is Yezida Sa'eva Hashefa. This response of God is the expression of the 370 lights that the Zohar talks about. That God reveals his face, reveals his inner being. And he does it itanu, he reveals it with us. And what does itanu mean? Through the hour act of tzedakah, this causes the revelation of God's face, which is called itanu. Through our effort and through our participation, there is the revelation of the face, yoyeponos. So the beginning of the increase of godliness is at the beginning of the chain of levels of the attributes, which is chachma. And that's why it's called Zeshe, Keva Yeshua Zeshe, that on the head, which is Chachma, there is an increase. The increase is called Yeshua, because the basic letters of the word is Shin Ayin, the rest are vowels. Shin Ayin are the 370 lights that the Zeir HaKodesh says are the means through which the infinite light expresses itself. And this happens through tzedakah, v'zehu zezeya tzedakeis matzmiyach yeshuas. That he who sows tzedakah, gives tzedakah, brings forth Yeshua. Because it's only through tzedakah that the increased light is given to the Yitzvides, and that increased light is called Yeshua, or Shin Ayin. V'kocha yoyer Hashem ponav aleihem. So the Alter Rebbe concludes in his letter with a statement addressed to the recipients of the letter, that those who gave tzedakah, kocha yoyer Hashem ponav aleihem, so may God show His face to them, reveal Himself to them. Tzedkosam emedes lod, their tzedakah should stand for them forever. V'karnam tozum b'Yeshua, v'Yeshuas matzmiach keren Yeshua, and their glory should be raised by the One through whom salvation, all glory is raised. Tzemach tzedakah, for the sprouting of their tzedakah, mehakeva Yeshua hanal, from that level of infinite light which is called the hat of Yeshua, kenefesh tedvishenu, as is the wish of the one who seeks it. May the blessing be fulfilled as is the wish of the one who seeks that blessing. For the eighth day of Menachem Av, the Rebbe writes that you're supposed to say the Sheish Zuchires, the six remembrances. We're supposed to say it every day, including Yontif, including Shabbos, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In the body of the text, the Rebbe writes that one of my grandfather's sayings, the Rebbe Marash's sayings, what is the worth of Chassidus and Yirah Shamayim when the main thing is missing, and that is Avas Yisrael? And to yet cause another Jew pain, God forbid. So the Rebbe is saying that the result of Chassidus is meant to be an increase of Avas Yisrael, an increase of the appreciation of the godliness of a Jew and the sensitivity and the decency of character towards another Jew. So what is the point, and what is the effect of Chassidus and the fear of heaven, when the main thing is missing, there isn't Avas Yisrael, and there is even the possibility that one Jew should not hesitate to cause pain to another, God forbid.